This is Bruce Collins, your host for the Bible Studies program. And again, thank you for tuning us in. We trust the program will be a help and a blessing to you and perhaps even a challenge you. Now again, I'll give you my mailing address and my website address at the close of the program if you'd like to contact me. And again, this program can be re-listened to on my website. Now today, we're going to continue our journey through the books of the Bible, and we've come to the book of Nahum. But before we deal with the book of Nahum, I just want to give a shout out to our mothers today, because this program will be heard on Mother's Day. We appreciate mothers and the way that they are responsible for nurturing their children. We often think of fathers as disciplinarians and mothers as nurturers, and I know that that's not always true, but most of the time, mothers are the ones who really take care of the little children, at least, and they have a great influence on the spiritual life of children that they raise. When we appreciate every mother who prays that she might be an instrument in bringing their children to an understanding of the gospel so that they can have faith in Christ. Now, while I'm giving a shout out to mothers, I want to give a shout out to single ladies, single women who perhaps have never had the opportunity to have children, because I know that you too have come alongside mothers in many instances as aunts, as Sunday school teachers, as teachers in school, and have been a blessing, not necessarily as the physical nurturer of the child, a physical mother of the child who nurtured the child, but you have been a help and a blessing in making that child and the children of those you have influence, that you're able to influence, and making them children that have a respect for the Lord. We appreciate single women today as well as the mothers that are able to have children and able to raise them for the Lord. Now, we've come to the book of Nahum in our journey through the books of the Bible, and I hope we have been encouraging you to read these books on your own and to see how they speak to you. When we come to the book of Nahum, we have to remember that we already have looked at the book of Jonah. And Jonah was an unwilling servant of the Lord, because he was the one who was told to go preach to Nineveh, and he didn't want to do it. He knew that judgment would come against Israel from Nineveh. I'm sure he knew that. Can't prove he knew that, but I think he knew that as a prophet. And I think that Nineveh was the capital of Assyria. They were a military operation that was cruel, and he apparently did not want to see the Lord save them. And so he ultimately preached to them in an unwilling way, and the Lord ultimately did save them because they changed their ways, repented with regard to the cruelty, the sins that they were committing, and turned to the Lord. And they did that from the lowest in the society, whatever you might call the more common people in society. They did that from the lowest, the commonest people in society, up through to the king in Nineveh. And so Jonah preached just 8 words, yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. And it spoke powerfully to the people of Nineveh, but now we've come 140 years later, and Nineveh has gone back to its old ways. And in going back to its old ways, now judgment is coming on Nineveh. And Nineveh, well, they played King of the Hill and had taken Israel into captivity, the northern 10 tribes into captivity. Now Babylon is coming against them, and they're experiencing through Babylon what Israel experienced through them. And so we see this constant tendency to want to be king of the hill, and we see it in our in our nations today. In the Middle East, there's a struggle for supremacy. Russia struggles for supremacy. China struggles for supremacy. North Korea struggles for supremacy. But right now, the United States is king of the hill. How long that will last is, of course, a big question mark in the minds of many. But nevertheless, as we look at all of this, we see judgment is coming on Nahum, and that's because that while they did have this period of repentance in their national history, they turned away from it, and it seems like we have generations that are saved, that respond to the gospel. We have generations that bring about revival, and then their generations, the generations after them, forget what happened to their fathers and to their grandfathers and their grandmothers, and they turn away from the Lord and ultimately go back to the kind of life that does not please the Lord. And we see that in our own history in the United States. There's revival, and then there's declension and departure. And of course, as far as we're concerned right now in the United States, there's very few people who are willing to take the Bible at face value and are willing to admit that the moral standards of the Bible are right, that the God of the Bible is who they're responsible to. They're willing to admit that they're sinners in need of a Savior and who come to the Lord for salvation. We have a lot of religious people in the world today, but the religious people are telling God how to do His work, and they're building empires themselves, using religion to control the people. We have all of that in our country today, but we do have a few that are faithful. And just as that was the case in Nahum, when Nahum wrote against Nineveh, the prophet Nahum wrote with regard to Nineveh, we have the faithful few today. And I like the verse that I really like in Nahum is chapter 1 and verse 7. It says, "The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and He knows those who trust in Him." And we need a verse like that today. We're in the midst of a pandemic. And I realize that when you're hearing this, maybe things are going to be loosening up, and maybe we're going to find out that in loosening things up, we really didn't wait long enough to control the pandemic. And I don't know which it's going to be, but I do know that many people are living in fear, thinking that this pandemic is the judgment of God. And they'll say it's the judgment of God on the U.S. But really, that's not the case. And I know that because this is worldwide. And so if it's the judgment of God on the U.S., it's the judgment of God on this world. And I leave that part of the pandemic to those people who seem to understand God's mind. I don't understand how God can be good and create or allow a little virus that we can't see to be such an enemy of us today. I don't understand that, but I do know that He says that in the midst of this terrible time, He says the Lord is good. And do we believe that the Lord is good? In other places, we'd find out the Lord is good and He does good. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. We're in a day of trouble, but He's a stronghold in the day of trouble. And He knows them who trust in Him. He will not forget His faithful ones. And so even in Israel, when this judgment was coming against them, the Lord had said, go down into Babylon, because ultimately the children of Israel were taken into captivity, first into Assyria and then into Babylon. And He says, go down into Babylon. I'll take care of you there. And the Lord will take care of His own now. John chapter 14 says, let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there you may be also. He's a stronghold in the day of trouble. And our blessing is not found in this life. our blessing is found in the Father's house. But this truth, that the Lord will take care of His own in the midst of trouble, will not give any peace to somebody who has rejected the claims of Christ. And it's interesting that Nineveh had basically turned to the Lord as a nation in Jonah's day, but then they had turned away from the Lord. Israel had, during the early days of their history, had been worshipers of the Lord, but because they didn't get rid of all of the heathen in their land, they turned away from the Lord and turned to the heathen gods. And as God begins to judge both Israel for their turning away from God, and now Nineveh, through the nation, or the Babylonian nation, when he does that, he keeps reminding people that there are individuals that he knows. And that word know has to do with intimacy. He knows those who trust in him. And so for those of us who do trust in the Lord, really, we do fear the process of death, but we don't have to fear death itself. We know we're all going to die. Some from car accidents, some from cancer, some from heart attacks, and some from other ailments, and in most cases we're going to die at unexpected times. And if we die from this pandemic, my prayer is that we will not suffer as we die in it, that in fact the Lord will graciously carry us into his bosom, as he did the beggar in Luke chapter 16. The beggar died, or the rich man died and was buried, but Lazarus was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. And I just pray that that will be the case for any who are afflicted by this virus. And so as we look at our situation today, we don't need to fear, because the Lord is good. He's a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. But as we look at this whole thing with regard to Nahum, we find out, with regard to Nahum preaching against Nineveh, we find out that even though Nineveh was the capital of Assyria and they had brought judgment on Israel, now the Lord says in Nahum 2 verse 13, "Behold, I am against you, says the Lord of hosts. I will burn your chariots in smoke, and the sword shall devour your young lions. I will cut off your prey from the earth, and the voice of your messenger shall be heard no more." And so the victor becomes the loser when it comes to the battle with Babylon. And this king of the hill, that when we play king of the hill, the only thing that happens when you get to be to the top, when you get to be the king of the hill, is that somebody else comes to knock you off, and the Lord uses somebody else to destroy the people who have rejected him. And so we know that there's judgment on unbelievers. And friend, today, I hope you understand that the Lord does not want you to feel fear, whether it be from the pandemic or from other situations. He wants you to trust in him. That means that at some point you have to recognize your sin, and you have to recognize and trust in the truth that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. He was buried, and he was raised again the third day according to the scriptures. And when we trust in him, our sins are forgiven, and the Lord then, and I put this in quote, he knows us. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. Now, our Heavenly Father, bless our lesson today and those who have listened. We thank thee for thy love, in our Savior's name. Amen. Our mailing address is Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. My website address is bdcministries.com, bdcministries.com, and we do thank you for listening.